Hey everybody, it's Mr. Licorice, and I was having some trouble sleeping. So I saw this fifth questionnaire of Petal Baby, who also went by Crybaby and Petal something else. Big performer, big fan. So it's long, and I think we could kill a pretty good bit of time, and I thought of posting it here instead of on backstage, because I know that backstage can already get pretty cramped as it is with questionnaire fills and other stuff like that. So considering the only thing I'm probably going to be posting on there is my backstage singers thing, here we go. Number one, what is your love language? The examples it gives are words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, physical touch. I mean, I just say that all of those things I think factor in. Less so the gifts, or maybe not just saying gifts, but saying like unexpected gifts. Like, what means more is not so like much. Getting your girlfriend or boyfriend like something for a holiday, but just randomly feeling like getting your girlfriend or boyfriend like a gift, like, and maybe especially if it's like a good surprise. And obviously spending time with them and listening to them and actively trying to understand them to the best of your ability, and then of course being humble enough to know like what you'll never likely understand, but yeah, all those things are pretty up there. I don't really think I can elucidate more. Number two, how and when did you discover your favorite kink? If you're not kinky, how'd you find GWA? So my favorite kink for the longest has been incest. I don't really know where exactly it started. I was probably like on the internet and I just noticed like a video where it was like, I don't know, brother and sister are doing this or her, and I was like, huh, interesting. And I just realized like the taboo nature of it just got me going. And it's been like my number one thing since. Although it's I'm kind of picky, like even though I would say incest is my number one kink, like I still really prefer to have scenarios where there is at least like an internal cum shot or impregnation involved. And I also have favorite pairings like mother son, father daughter, and siblings. Anything else that's not that is kind of like I'm like eh, not really, I don't really care that much. So number three, what do you wear to bed? I typically sleep in my underwear. Depending on like it's it when winter's around and it cools off a lot. Depending on how we're doing about the AC. Whether or not being lazy, because there was a point where we were literally just being lazy and not changing it, and it was like cold in the house, and I'll wear like some pajamas, kinda, to warm up a little bit. I got some sleep pants, stuff like that. Oh, excuse me, guys. So, number four, where are you answering this questionnaire? It's probably obvious considering I talked about not being able to sleep. I'm in my bedroom. I have recorded questionnaires in other places, though. I've recorded one, in my living room once before on my previous account. I've tried answering one while I was riding in my car. Actually, I think I might have. I don't remember. I know I did something while I was riding in my car. Oh, my initial Audible verification from my previous account. Other than that, I've never really done a questionnaire like anywhere else. Number five. What's your favorite kind of soup? My favorite kind of soup is probably some sort of just standard vegetable beef soup. It just permeates the house with this wonderful aroma. Especially my mom's vegetable beef soup. Oh my God, she makes some stellar soup or stew. Moms always do it best. Number six. How do you pronounce the word caramel? How about data, route, pecan, aunt, envelope, pajamas, crayon? I'm assuming, like, it's gauging your response and alternatives being caramel, data, root, pecan, ant. Envelope rather than envelope. Pajamas and crayon. I don't really know about a different pronunciation of crayon. Crayon. Number seven. Would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? 100%. Yes. There is nobody in this world who would understand my kinks or how I work better than someone who is literally my identical twin. And I guess it'd be helpful to know, like, is this like an actual identical twin, or is it like a cloned version of me? Because if it's an identical twin, that's incest, and can't go that far in real life. But if it's like a cloned version of me or something like that, yeah, I'd fuck me. It's not even a question. Number eight. Say your partner or potential significant other is well versed in a certain subject and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would the subject be? Someone well versed in role playing games and how they work. So, like D&D, Pathfinder, White Wolf games, Shadowrun. I mean, I don't even play some of those games, but the fact that people play, if you play them and you know what you're talking about, like, I love that. Women who know, or a partner, I should say, women, forget, a partner who knows a lot about music and how music works. A partner who knows a really good bit about booze would probably be pretty sexy. I wouldn't call myself like someone who actively fucking like goes out and goes to breweries and does tastings and stuff, but I do fancy myself like someone who like can appreciate a good brew, and having like a partner who knows it really well and can describe flavors and like, because that's something I can do extremely well, is describe flavors. Being on that same level would be really dope. There's some other stuff, like, for sure, but, like, those are some big ones that, would either be, like, shared hobbies or just, like, things we can talk about and, debate or anything like that. Number nine, dating-wise, how old is too old for you? How young is too young? For me personally, like, it all boils down to, like, is this person on a completely different level than me when it comes to life? Like, for instance, I'm not gonna date someone who was like fresh out of high school. Like, that person is on a completely separate level of maturity than me, and that's not gonna work. Whereas I would also not want to date like a woman who was like significantly older and had been married before and things like that. They're on a completely separate wavelength than me. I just don't really think that it would work well. And I mean, and granted, I've never really tried either of these, so I don't know. But generally speaking, like, I guess a rule of thumb would be like no more than 5 years, maybe. Like, no more than 5 years either way. But if I met somebody, it's gonna be a case by case thing, but that's kind of where I'm at. It at least kind of gets a fairly decent possibility of picking someone who's on the same level as me. that I need to have that be a vital part, is that we're on the same page about life. That's good. Number 10. Has anyone ever told you you sound like someone else, a celebrity, cartoon character, or anyone else? I have never had anyone tell me I sound like someone else. I used to have my hair done in a way that people said I looked like Robert Pattinson, kind of. That was a running joke back when Twilight was like, had just started doing movies and all that stuff. A running joke that I look like Robert Pattinson, kind of. And I wouldn't really say so, but I thought that was flattering, because I actually think that Robert Pattinson looks really good, personally. I can get some water. Number 11. How old do you think your listeners think you are? Well, anybody who's on my subreddit at all knows that I'm in my mid-20s. I've said that myself. Without knowing that, though, I think people would assume that. I don't think anyone would assume I'm in my 30s. But then again, I've assumed people were younger than they were. There was a performer that I assumed was, like, in his 20s, and he was, in fact, 33, or, like, something like that. And I was like, oh, shit, what? So people might think I'm younger, depending. It all depends on, like, what you're listening to. I might be in a mood that makes me sound younger, or something like that. My submissive audios will probably make me sound like I'm younger than I am. Number 12. Are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there a food you would like that most other people don't? I'm not a picky eater. I will try most anything. I have, like, things that I'm wary of. Like, I'm not huge on seafood that isn't sushi. And people have told me up and down, like, you're not eating the right kind of seafood, man. Well, I don't feel like spending a bunch of money trying to figure that shit out. Why don't you buy that fucking fish for me and fucking cook it up and I'll eat it? I used to be more of a picky eater, and I grew out of it. Something I absolutely won't eat. I don't like oysters, straight up. Like, I've had oysters in every way you can prepare them, and I don't like them. I will not eat oysters. Point blank, fucking period, the end. I wouldn't eat something like Rocky Mountain oysters. You know, like bull testicles. I think they're usually fried. I wouldn't fuck with that. That sounds gross. I wouldn't eat something like blood pudding. I just don't understand how you could possibly make that not taste like straight iron. It's made with fucking blood. That's kind of gross. I don't know. There's very few things. As long as it doesn't seem like something that looks super fucking disgusting, smells like crud, or, like, may have a high likelihood of being unsafe to eat, I'm pretty open about my food choices. Number 13. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? I would love to learn more about, honestly, a lot of, like, European areas in general. A lot of my favorite kinds of lore are, like, Celtic and things like that. Things that, like talking about fairies and that sort of thing are some of my favorite kinds of lore. So I guess, like, Ireland or, like, Scotland or, like, one of those areas around there where they'd have, like, similar sort of ideas. I know it's not really, I guess I could say that I want to learn about the region. Like, there's a lot of cool lore in that area, like, in Europe in general. Number 14. Can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? I mean, is this making the assumption that I haven't fallen in love before? Or, like, is this saying it in general, I guess? I'm the kind of person that thinks that living a rich life is living one that you've had a lot of experiences and that your worldview has been well-rounded by seeing a lot of perspectives, and falling in love with someone and entering a relationship with them is like the ultimate way of letting someone else into your brain and like hopefully helping you become like a stronger version of yourself. And honestly, falling in love is not really your choice. If unless you're literally living on your own for like the rest of your life, I don't think anyone's gonna go through their life like without falling in love at least once. But could you live comfortably without doing it? I think so. I think it's possible. I think it's possible. I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend like avoiding it, but I think it's possible. Number 15, do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? Blue skies. Like extremely rainy or overcast, like dreary days fuck with my mood. I know some folks who are the opposite. They love dark days. They love rain. They love like darkness, but it's like especially like on like fucking work days, I can't not look at it. There's a window that's like in a spot in my cubicle, I can't not see out it. So I'm forced to look at the outside, and it just bums me out sometimes. So blue skies, 100%. Number 16. What were your favorite shows as a child? I didn't really watch any I didn't watch shows. I watched like cartoons, unless you don't want to make that distinction. I watched basically like cartoons is what I watched. I loved a lot of the classic like 90s Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network stuff. Some of my most favorite shows were Ed, Edd n Eddy, Hey Arnold. I loved Wild Thornberries was probably a big one for me. In terms of like, and then there was WB, where like WB had Yu-Gi-Oh, new episodes of Yu-Gi-Oh came on WB. There was some of Static Shock was a big I was big into Static Shock. And Justice League was pretty dope. There's a couple things. I loved Animaniacs, and I still love Looney Tunes. Like classic Looney Tunes. I'll still watch the shit out of that. Tom and Jerry. A couple of movies I loved when I was a kid were like Lord of the Rings was one of my favorites. I loved Batman. Anything Batman was dope. I didn't watch a lot of movies as a kid. I still haven't really seen a fuckload of movies. Number 17. What is your favorite protein? I don't really think I have a favorite protein. The protein I probably most commonly eat is turkey, possibly. Like, that's the meat I usually buy for myself. Turkey is a little cheaper than beef and is leaner. As long as you know how to kind of season it appropriately, there's no problem with it. So I generally like turkey. In terms of if I'm trying to get protein, but I don't feel like having meat, tofu's pretty good. I love like black-eyed peas. I'm a really big fan of black-eyed peas. They're really good in terms of protein with some like brown rice. That makes for a really simple meal that can kind of keep you going until your next meal. Sushi's got a lot of protein, good protein, like good fat and protein, because there's like avocado and fish and stuff like that. But I can't eat sushi all the time. What a nightmare. Number 18. Are you interested in true crime? No. Well, true crime shows being like NCIS and stuff like that. I do like Law and Order. I did like a lot of NCIS. I didn't watch a lot of CSI, but I liked NCIS. Does true crime also cover stuff like Dexter, technically? And The Mentalist and stuff like that? I liked The Mentalist, and I didn't really watch Dexter. Although people told me I should. Number 19. What are your hard limits sexually? It's a bit like it's not as a simple answer because there are things that I generally consider hard limits, but like I would do them, say, for like I would at least try them for someone that I was like in a romantic relationship with. Like a good example of that is water sports. Like I don't listen to water sports audios. I don't ever, at this point, I'm not planning on making any water sports audios. And I would never even consider doing it unless it was with someone who I was like basically in love with and they were like, hey, I got this thing and I want to know if you'd like to try it. And I would. Like, I would at least give it one try. If I don't seem to like it, then I'll either figure out a way to make it more palatable or just won't do it anymore. In terms of hard limits that like I would never do, scat. There's no way I'd ever do scat. Never. Just ugh. That's like not saying that for like people who enjoy it, but like for me, that's just like ugh. That's not sterile, man. Like, you can at least kind of minimize germ problems with water sports by drinking like a lot of water and keeping clean, but like there's no getting around scat. That's pretty filthy. Number 20. Do you like reality television? The only reality TV show I ever liked was Survivor. Yeah, I'm not really big on like a well, I guess reality TV covers like stuff like Face Off, I guess, as well. Like, you know, where they do body painting. I'm okay with like Face Off and Iron Chef, I guess. Does Iron Chef count? I don't know. But yeah, like but stuff like Big Brother or The Bachelor and things like that. I'm like, nah, fuck all that. I don't want that shit. And Survivor eventually dropped off. Like Survivor used to have like at least a little bit of edge. Like you knew people got hurt, and some people had to actually get hospitalized, or at least you thought so. I don't know. Number 21. What do you think of pegging? What do I think of pegging? Considering I literally just posted an audio that talks about it. I love pegging. In terms of the things that I wrap up into dominant things, it's pretty much like at the top of things I want to try. I like pegging in that it's a bit of a role reversal sort of thing, and I've even before GWA, like I always fancied like role reversal and like a bit of feminization of myself. I always felt like my thought processes were less masculine than many other dudes, and I guess like that's kind of a way to realize that part of myself. I feel like pegging can put me into an extremely vulnerable state that when the appropriate person takes care of me in that state is like an extremely would be an extremely close intimate moment. If I ever get pegged, it's likely going to be by someone I seriously care about, like a lot, probably like I'm in love with, and it's going to be like an extreme bonding experience. So, It's really intimate and really special and makes me feel extremely submissive. So, number 22, how would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? Kids, meaning like, does that go all the way up to high school? Does that only go through like elementary and middle school? 'Cause in middle school, like everybody who wanted to date me asked me through other people. One of my friends had her friend ask me if I wanted to date them, and like, as a side note, like, I did not have a lot of confidence back then in myself, so I literally thought they were lying, and they got really peeved that I thought they were lying that somebody wanted to go on a date with me. And then on another occasion, like, another person had asked me. I had someone that I had like an I was like an acad I had like an academic rival in middle school, and they wanted to date me, and they had their best friend ask me. That didn't really go anywhere. Like, I had, didn't really have any attraction to this person, like, at all. I felt pressured to be in relationships because I thought that's what normal people did. And I continued to have that problem throughout like half of high school. I also had an extremely negative opinion of sex, but that's here, that's neither here nor there. So adults though, I don't know, man, like, some adults meet people on dating apps and go on dates. You know, usually like you get to know them a little bit and then you ask them out for coffee or to go get beer or something like that. Or maybe you meet someone at a party or like out and about and you see them and you see that they're wearing a shirt that you really like. Like, I don't know, I see someone wearing a D20 shirt and I'm like, "Oh yeah, she looks nerdy." And you know, maybe I get a chance to go and tell her like, "Hey, you got a really nice shirt. I also really like your choice of stout." And you know, then we start talking. And then you ask like, "Hey, would you like a good coffee sometime?" It's, you know, it sounds so easy when I put it that way. But not always. So rather than play games, adults tend to be, or at least adults generally will tend to be more direct. Like, you'll see someone and you're like, "Hey, I like this and I'm interested and maybe we could go hang out or whatever you want to fucking do." As someone, you know, I've never actually asked anyone out in that way. I have met people on Tinder in the past and neither one really went anywhere, and I've kind of become like extremely like, I don't want to use an app anymore. So number 23, do you like raw onions in your food? I don't mind raw onions. I don't mind cooked onions either. You just can't have them be in like really big pieces. I like my onions like finely diced. It's annoying like with big pieces because then you might just get this big mouthful of onion and it's like, dude, that's fucking gross. Number 24. Can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? Doesn't look like it. Is like a urban legend about that, I wonder. I am double jointed, and like all of my fingers except my left pinky, I can like bend at the first like knuckle thingy. It's kind of cool looking. Number 25. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? So ideally, I'd like to be like wrapped up in my partner. Like, I'd love to like have them hold me or me hold them. But my problem is I'm like, I'm very hot blooded. It is extremely easy for me to become too hot if I am making contact with someone. And I can even have this problem when my body parts are making contact with each other. Like, I often have like my sheet kind of like crammed between my legs so that my legs don't touch. because it can increase my body heat and stuff like that. So I'd like to do the cuddling, but like it's generally like I'm also kind of fidgety, unfortunately. Number 26. Do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? No, I don't. I feel like I should, but I don't really have the space to buy a bunch of bulk shit. In the future, I will probably shop at Costco. Costco has a lot of really awesome shit for like really great prices in bulk. Like, I had no idea. At Costco, you can apparently get like a handle of stuff that basically is Jameson for like the same price as a normal bottle of Jameson. Holy fuck. Number 27. What is a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life? An example, medieval stuff, furry stuff, being a high school student again, fucking a 50-foot tall woman, etc. A fantasy. See, like, here's one thing. A lot of my big time kinks, like incest, I never have, like, straying fantasies about it. So, like, when I'm having fantasies, like, it's more so, like, dominant. It's like submissive fantasies. I don't have, like, straight incest fantasies. I love incest audios and incest, like, videos, but I don't, like, incest, like, I don't have incest fantasies, like, by itself. Something that I would probably never could have happen to me. I don't know. I guess having sex with a monster girl, like a lamia, like a snake girl or something like that. Like, that would be really fucking cool if, like, that was an actual thing. Like, I'm sure there's kind of ways you can simulate it, but, like, you probably have to spend a lot of money, spend a lot of time, and I just ain't got the time for that shit. So fucking a monster girl or something like that would be something I could never do. Number 28. What's a fashion trend of your youth you find absolutely atrocious now? I guess, like, goth was kind of still a thing when I was young. And I find, like, the stereotypical goth style kind of, like, meh. Although, I had friends who were goths, and I kind of had a bit of a goth attitude because I was a bit of an outsider. I even had trip pants, believe it or not. I don't have them anymore, but I used to wear trip pants on occasion. So, like, I don't know. Fashion trend like that, maybe. I didn't really pay attention to what was hip at the time. I was too busy, like, being in my own brain most of the time. So, number 29. What is your favorite accent? Also, please describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. My favorite accent is Australian accents. That's just easily, that's number one, like without question. And the quality of a voice that would draw me in. I like a voice that is, it takes its time. It's sensual. It's full of like emotion. Something that's gonna draw me in when it comes to voices is emotion. Most things I listen to are based on content, but there are times when I'm specifically just attracted to particular voices. That's rarer. And yeah, it boils down to like the ability to accurately emote parts and be honest and be open and letting yourself feel. A light voice. I don't know. I like husky voices, but I like, in terms of like timbre and all that stuff, like it's not a big deal. Number 30. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back sometimes? I flirt a little. But it's entirely it's not it's not an invitation to just PM me and be like, hey, let's have fucking cyber sex, if anybody ever actually uses that term anymore. It's not like I'm completely unopposed to doing that with people. Obviously not. I've done it with users before. When I mention in my audios that I like comments or PMs, I want to keep it generally about as cool as I can. If someone wants I'm not saying do this, but I'm generally not just gonna fucking play with anybody, you know. I gotta get to know you. You know, I gotta feel like I can trust you a little bit. And I've been a lot more cautious since I came back. I haven't really needed to be necessarily, but I have been, and it can't really hurt. I mean, I have been absolutely reaching out to more users since I came back, so I've been talking more, but also keeping my guard up a little bit. So, but yeah, you know, I'll flirt back a little, and it kind of depends on what the comment is. You know, if somebody gave me this comment like, "Oh my God, you sound like your dick is so long, and I don't just want to fucking drag it across the ground," and you know, somebody says some crazy shit, I'm like, okay, glad you listened, glad you listened. I don't know where the hell I got that idea from. It's lack of sleep. 31. Do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? From strangers? See, I don't mind what people call me on here very much. I wouldn't suggest you fucking call me puppy out of nowhere or something like that. But little terms of endearment are not a big deal. In real life though, I would not want somebody random to just be like, hey Sugarloaf, how's it going? Excuse me. Gotta get to know me a little bit before you can just call me things. Number 32. What are some facial features a person can have that you find exceptionally striking? I love prominent eyebrows. Especially they're really thick, and not much needs to be done with them makeup wise. I'm very big on women who can look very good naturally. And part of that is confidence, obviously. The confidence you have to rock that look makes you look more attractive, on its own. It's a very mental thing. Eyes, obvious eyes also. I love just deep eyes that you can get lost in. Facial structure though, it doesn't really go much more than that. I find dimples cute. There's some piercings and things like that I don't mind. A little nose piercing on the side, a tiny little stud. I think that literally does not look bad on anyone. If you have one, then you have immediately gone up in attractiveness, no matter who you are, to me. I also think a septum generally looks pretty good. I don't think I've seen anybody with a septum that I didn't think looked good. Not much else other than that. Number 33. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? How about all your fingers and toes? I can count them on one hand, my actual sexual partners. Actually, hold on. Yeah. I can count them on one hand. Number 34. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? My favorite poster has shifted. And I generally don't have one female poster, really. It's multiples. But I have corresponded with a poster that was, is still, like, one of my favorites. She also did a script fill for me on my previous account. And that was really humbling. Like, that was insane. Like, I really didn't expect her to do it. And she filled my request, like, maybe not even 2 weeks after I asked. And I was like, holy shit, that's fucking crazy. but, like, I like a lot of performers. There's a lot of performers I enjoy. I was told by, there was a big time performer, I'm not going to say who, on my previous account. She messaged me and was saying that she thought that, I, like, kink-wise, I look like I was one of the most, like, compatible users she'd ever seen, and, had said that she was gonna binge all of my content, and I was like, I'm fucking starstruck, like, that she would actually say that. And, I mean, I don't know if she really did listen to all my stuff, but that was a pretty big, like, ego boost at the time. Like, oh my god, I can't believe you'd actually say that. I haven't really talked to, like, a lot of, like, big time, what you can consider big time. I've said that before, and people are like, what do you mean by big time? And I'm like, I'm talking about people who are literally on, like, the top of all time posts of GWA. You know, people like Sass and Dirty Girl Secret and Belle in the Woods and Sleepy and there's a lot. There's a good couple. But, like, it's dominated by some particular performers. And some of those performers have done script fills for me, which is really crazy. And I'm honored for, like, I've gotten. But, so anyway, that's all that. If you took the time to listen, thank you very much. If you're new to my sub and all that stuff, just a reminder, I have a Discord server. If you'd like to join, just PM me. I do live recordings on there occasionally. And I will also be putting up previews of audios there as well. There's currently 2 audios there that are sitting there because of the age restriction on Reddit that I'm waiting to get for the Audible mods to give exact words. So you'll find those. You'll find 2 audios that are not any, like, on Audible, that have never been posted and won't be posted until I get more word. And I've got some other ones as well that I've recorded live on the Discord server. I also do live recordings on another Discord server called Where the Voices Are. If you want to get invited, ask Jay Wild or Sweet Caroline Kisses. And watch out for more stuff on here. So thanks again for listening, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.